ויאנדף ממזיין עמד א' The top of the עמד. רומא רובה, הני תרתי בוי דסמיכי לדודי לס לוהו בדיקוסה. If there are two blisters, one next to the other, let's look in the Sichas Chulim, Daf Reish Chaf Aleph, Sia 51 Reish. If that's the case, so we have two blisters that are smichi lahadot. So let us see what Rashi says. Kimlu l'rove, ve'inan smuches ela machmas nekev shahoya bereya. There was a reye, there was a nekev in the reye, ve'hela nekev esabui salolu svibo. He says, to make such a phenomenon, two buis, one is next to the other, this only comes about if there is a nekev, and the nekev makes these two buis. So al kolchok, there's a nekev in the reye, so therefore it's straight. And the buis alone, the boos alone are not sufficient to be a stime on the nekev. It's like mistamakum sha'ola machma samake. That doesn't have a teiras krum. So there's nothing but to be baidik. That means even though you'll be baidik and no bubbles will come out, but this is not a stime mal yosa. Chada, what if you have one buit? So we don't have already the kimlei that there's a nekev there. But it looks like two. What does that mean? So Rashi says, Choda mischazye ketarti, v'machasi, v'nire kimin stak be'emtzaisa. We have one bu'e. There's an indentation in between this bu'e. V'doyma lebe'i, so it looks like two bu'es. But maybe it's really only one bu'e. Is maisinen siloi. So we bring a kite, we bring a thorn, we bring a sharp object, and we puncture one side of the buit. Ishafchon lahadodi chodehi ekshera. So now, after the, here's here a picture, 54 reish, that we made a hole in one of the two buis, and now we'll say press down on the other one, and if the mugla will come out from one to the other, that's the picture on the left. So that means that there's no wall in between. When you say this one bui, so mamelus, and then it's kosher. The Zina Lo Rashi says ba'achas mitzideh. But if it, by making, puncturing one side, and the mugla does not come out from the other side, so these are two buis, or treife, then it's treife. Zogt Taisvis, Ishofchi Adodi Chodihi Uksheira. Kosav Bal Alochis Deilis, the buis bishipuli reya. If you have a bue on the extremity of the reya, let's see in daf reishchav gimel in the sichas chulim, we say on the bottom side, on the end of the reya, there is a bue. There are buis over there. Bishipuli reya, dahainu bishipuli unais. By umais, at extremities of the unais or the umais, treife. So then there's no din of tarti bui. Afilu, there's one bui that's at the extremity of the reyet, shipule unais, by umais, treife. For pirish atam, the whole yeser cannot odomi. We'll have later such a concept. If there is a extra Ava, or we'll have later if there's the next to Uno in the Reye. So there's a concept, Ko Yes, or something that does not belong there, is Kenoto Domi. So either it takes away from everything, that means since they have something Yes, or so the Avarim, which are here already, do not have their proper chiyas, the proper unique. So here's also the same thing. Since you have a bua b'shipule reya, so you have a double yesa, so it's kenotol domi. Or perhaps kenotol domi means like it's not here, and memel yebenekev. V'teime, the ma'inyin zeitzel zeh. Yes, the kenotol is nevarim. You have an extra eva, an extra chelik of an eva. So then there's a concept of yes, the kenotol. But over here you have a blister on the reya, so that's called yes, the kenotol. V'choshev la yes, b'soif reya. If for some reason it is called yes, so hachinami be'emtza. So if a bu is called yeser, so what is the difference if it's by the extremity of the reya, or it's in the middle of the reya? It's called yeser. So that's very difficult to understand what pshat and the bahag. The ain lesser. So maybe we'll say a different pshat in the bahag. Midnei shenire kishtei buis. Because since it's in the corner, so you can look at it in two directions. So the Sichas Chulin in 56 Reish wants to say that since it's in the corner, so people standing in two directions can look at it. So it's Niris Kishtei Buis. So that is why it is also. So Taisva says, the Hamach Sherin and Heiche de Shofchi Adodi. That means, I feel nearest Kishtei Buis. But if it's Shofchi Adodi, there's no psul of nearest Kishtei Buis. So here it's Mamish one Bue that can be seen from two directions. Vishem Ahatam. So Taisva wants to say, perhaps Pshat the Bahag is, the Shoimet Besoif. If the bua is aimed b'seif, seifai liposek v'linokev. So the Sichas Chulin brings down on Or HaShulchan. Or HaShulchan says pshat, that if you have a bua that is at the extremity of the reyem, the unis, the umem, and ein chut boso makif oiso. That means it is not surrounded with boso from the reye. That means the extremity ends with this bua. So this bua is not strong enough to support itself. It's full of mugla, it's full of pus. It's soifa li posek b'mokim zeh. Machmas shehamugla machbida sham ve'ein lo chizuk al malismoich. That means that we're speaking about a bua, so the emison, this pus is between the kruma tachtim and the kruma elyon. In the kruma elyon is megin, so the violet doesn't have a teiras neket. But as this bua gets larger, so the pus is machbid on the krume elyon, and it's going to split, and it's going to become a nekev. Now, if it is not by the extremity of the reye, that means it's in the middle of the reye. So since on both sides there's besar ha-reye that is supporting this bue, so even though there'll be a lot of pus, it will not break. It's not soifei liposek because it seems it's being supported by the besar horeya. But if it is mamish in the corner of the reya, so there's no bosa surrounding it on on all four sides, so it's going to eventually bust open, and then then the krum ha'elyain will tear. So then it's oimedli nokev. So they bring down the Raivon. Raivon and Chelek Aleph, Taf Kuf Chesam at base, he seems to say this word, the whole bua, she'ein reya makifa treifa. A bua that the reya is, the besar ha reya is not makifa, it is treifa, and that is the svara of the Bahad. I mean, so the bua does not have enough strength to support the mugla, and eventually it will bust open. So it's Oymed Linokev. It's one of the Mephoshim in the back says that it could be that is Pshat in the Loshen of the Bahag. The Bahag said perhaps a Loshen Melitza Yesa Kenotel Domi. That means since there's this Bua over here, and since it is not supported by the psar horeyem, so it's kenoto domi. That means it's oimedli nokev, and so it's cool that you're missing the like the krum ha'elyain of the rey is oimedli nokev. V'toiv li zoyer shekol divreyem divrei kabbalah. Whatever the Bahag says, it's divrei kabbalah. V'chein posak Rabbeinu Gershon. Because of the Mahadala Hudarma Bisrog Shaira. But if there is a shura of Bosa surrounding this Bua, okay, that's the vote. That means it's not Mamish at the edge of the Bua. There is Bisar Horeyim surrounding the Bua. So then it's kosher, because that is the Lumdis. The Lumdis is when the Bua is surrounded with Bosor, so the Bosor is masik that the Bua should not split open. It's supported by the Psar Horeya. But if there's no Bosor, then it's Oymed Linoket. V'ilav Treife, Koso Behuches Treife Sharabeinu Gershon. Now, we head over here, the Rashi says, Tarti bui dismichi la dodi, less lohu bedikuse. That means bedika won't help because there's a nekev there. Kimlu, that's what Rashi says. Kimlu the einan smuchas ala machmas nekev shahoye berei. Ela nekev is sabuch alolo sovit. Kosa behilches treife sharabeinu gershon. Afilu yesh hefsik b'neim kechut ha'sara treife. Afilu there's a hefsik kechut ha'sara, it's also treife. Mash medike b'neim kishnei chutim. But what if there's ketu chutei ha'sara b'neim? Echoshim smichi adodi ukshayo. Now, I think there's two ways to learn pshat here. I mean, if we learn according to Rashi, the inyan of trei bui dismichi adodi is a simen. Kimle lerove the einon smuches elamachmas nekev shoyeh berei. That means if we see two blisters grow on the reya, one next to the other, what is the cause of this? Kimle lerove, there's a nekev. That brings about the two blisters grow one next to the other. So there's a nekev here already, even though it's being blocked by the two bui, but that is irrelevant. That doesn't have a teiras steaming. We had l'chayre in the Bahag another lumdis. The Bahag seemed to say that if it's in the shipulei horeya and it's not surrounded with pesar horeya, so memele, so not that there is a nekev, they'll become a nekev. That means the outer krum of the bua is the outer krum of the reya, but the force of the weight of the mugla will eventually break through the bue and so I'm really knocked on me. And that is the psul of Shipule Yareya. That was how Taisa said before. So from the Yamsho Shleime it seems so we could learn that is pshat, anupshat in Rabbi. Hani tarti bui dismichi ladodi leslu bedikusa. You know why? Because these two bui, so between them, there's no reya. Taisa said that just like we said by Shipule Yareya, that it's by the Shipule Horeya, there's no Besar Horeya to support the Bua, it shouldn't open up. So if you have two Horeya, one next to the other, so there's no Besar Horeya in between, two Bui, one next to the other, so if there's no Besar Horeya in between, so Memela, Al-Koch of these two Bui will open up. So it's Bahak's Chesonim. The song is al karmat, the way Rashi says it's a simit. So the Yamsho Shloime says, so if there's a chuta saira of boso between these two bui, so he says, really to support each bui, you have a half a chuta saira. That's not enough to support it. So Mamela is going to open up. But if you have two chuta yasara between the two bui, so Mamela fakir, so it's self-supporting. A chuta saira of besar oreye, is enough to support the bui that it shouldn't open up. Ike benayu kishnei chutim lechoshim smichi adodi ukshayo. Now Taisa says further, because of Rabbeinu Yehuda, Davke buois sheyesh ben muglo, that there is pus in them, this avot smochim koshim apilos michik sheire. I think if it's only, there's no pus in them, it's only there's hard material inside, apilos michik sheire. Vechem pirish rabbeinu shmu. Zog te gemara weiter. Vom arove. Hey uni islay lereye apo Klapi Gavro, let us see, Mreishchavhei, we have over here, if the face of the animal is facing the face of the Tabach, it's hanging by its feet, so then you have the right hand of the, usually when one is facing the other, it's Sikilas Yodo, the right side is facing the left side, and the left side is facing the right side. But if it's hanging by its feet, it's upside down, so then you have the right side of the tabach is facing the right side of the behemoth. So memela, so you have, on the right side you have three unis, on the left side you have two unis. That is this picture. That there's Chomish Uni Isla Lereye. There's five Unis, three on the right side and two on the left side. That's what the Gemara says of Yeva Omar of it. Hey Uni Isla Lereye, Afo Klapi Gavre, if the face of the animal that's hanging from its feet is facing the Tabor, Tloso Mimino Vitarti Mismoilo. So there are three on the right side and two on the left side. Chosir, what if it's missing one une? Or yasir, or you have an extra une? Or cholif, or not missing anything. In mispo, you have five unis, but it's cholif. That means you have three on the left side, and two on the right side is treif. In all these cases, is treif. What does Rashi say so far? B'zanulay ba'achas mitzedel, that's in the case before. Klas mimino de behema v'hi limin ha'tabach. In this way, the right side of the behema is facing the right side of the tabach. Kishi tluye beragleho u'b'nei me'eho klape ha'tabach. The chelik ha'tachdin is facing the tabach, not the back. Yatir, so Rav said, there's three cases that it's safe. If there's an extra una, svirale l'rove d'chenotel domi. So Rava holds, it's yes, a chenotel domi. Less hilchis is, so it seems so, it's like we're taking away the other unas, if there's an extra una that's being yoinik, that's getting chia, so that takes away from it, so it's like we're missing an una. Less hilchis is kivasei, kedamrinem besamuch. Voreisi, shehechshire, moiri, rabbeinu Yaakov. We'll see the Gemara later. We don't paskin like Rava. And Rashi's Rebbe, Taka was Machsha by Yasser, an extra une. Avul b'choser, but if there's missing an une, b'cholif, or it's on the other side, there's three on the left side and two on the right side, Alochik and Maisai, the Lekeman, the Polit. Then there's no Machlekes. Now the Gemara brings a Maisa. Ahi yeserte da soy lekame de Mereima. It was an extra una mistame, and they brought it to Mereima. Avi Yosef Rav Acha above it, and Rav Acha was sitting by the door outside of Mereima's house. And the Stabach brought in the Reyes to Mereima, and he walked out with it. Omalei, my Omaloch, he said, what did he say? Omalei, Achshrinel, he says it's kosher. There was an extra une, he says it's kosher. Omalei, Hoda Eilekamei, bring it in again. Maybe he wasn't Ma'ayin in the Shaila, show it to him again. Omalei, Zil Eimalei Leman de Yosef Above, so he told him, the one who's standing by the door, tell him, we don't paskin like her, but just tell him. I saw it good the first time, so just tell him, we don't paskin like her, but less hilchus kibosei de robe be yiseres. God, I heard a murder kemaisel instance, two people, they had a sichsuch, between themselves, and they decided to go to Eretz Yisrael, Rav Chaim Kanievsky, and ask Rav Chaim what he holds. So, finally they got in, and then, let's say, Reuven and Shimon, Reuven starts talking, 45 seconds, Rav Chaim tells him already what he holds. Next person online. So this Reuven had the Gevaldik Agmas Nefesh, he came to Eretz Yisrael special, he didn't give him a chance to say what he wanted to say, and he tells him, he murdered Agnes Nefesh. So he asked the Gabe, maybe I can go again, and the kids looked like it's embarrassing. Anyway, he got in, he said, Nachum Osebachat, now he started talking for 4 minutes. He told him the whole thing. I told you already in the beginning what I hold. So, Mamela, that's what Rav Acha told them, go and again, maybe he wasn't Ma'ayin. He was Ma'ayin the first time also. Just told the one at the door that we don't paskin like Rav. That person has to be informed. But I was Ma'ayin enough the first time. V'hani mili v'kayme b'dore d'uni. That is dafke a yeseres is not reif. If it's in the rows of the uni, then it's not treif. Avo beini, beini, treif. But beini, beini is treif. Now let us see what Rashi says. So Rashi says, Vahani mili di yeseres ksheire, the kaima bedore de uni. Avo beini, beini. So Rashi says here three mahalchen. Avo beini, beini. Kigoin milamata la ruge kenonise de bardo. Oi, case number two. We'll learn chat that the shehi bein shtei aruges milamata. Oi sheyes achas beemtza umal gabo shaloi kesei de chituche de uni treifo. Now let us see, understand this Rashi. Let us go to Afresh Chav Tes in the Siches Chulin. Let's say Reish Chav Ches. B'dorit d'uni. Now Reish Chav Ches, that means if you have the row of the unis, and that means, so we have over here, we have here the three uni on the right side. So the dotted is, so you can have another two uni, another three uni. See, that's the dori, the uni, and that's reish chav ches. So there you can have a yeseres. Or the same way on the left side, you have the left side, three the right side, two you could have, and that's also called Nami Dori the Une. We have in the middle between the top Uni and the Tone. So that's no problem. Now, but when is it Reife? So now let's go to the Afresh Chav Tes. Kegoin milamato la aruge kenunisa de varde, shin bei shtei aruge is milamato. Now, we'll see there was a difference between Zman Chazal. The first picture on the right, there are two sides to the reye. There's the aruge yemonis and the aruge smolis. Now, most pictures that we have nowadays of the reye has like something rose shaped in the middle, which that what the arrow is pointing to, and this lemaisa the Gemara says now is straight. We'll see. There's a change. This is straight. This is called the inunise, the small une de vardo. That's like it's red and it's like a rose and it's weak. So this middle une, this, the Baal de Gemara is saying this is trei. One case. The second case is, Oishehi ben shtei harugais milamata, between the two umis, this is Reish Chav Tes, between the two umis, there is another case, Yeseres is trei. And the third case, Oishiyesh Achas Be'emtza Ho'uma Al-Gaba Shaloike Seida Chituchi Do'uni Treifa. Shaloike Seida Do'uni Treifa, this is the third case. So we have three cases of a Yeseres that is trei. The Inunisa Devardo, on the right side, which Bismanenu will see in Taisvis, all behemoths have this, and the Val de Gemara is saying that it's treif, it's called a yeseres. All the behemoths have it Bismanenu, yeah. Or the second case is that Aishi ben shtei arugis melamata, between the two umis, or on top of one of the umis. That's what he told them is treif. Fine. So all these three cases are terei. So that's again Sirashi. Avo beini kegoin milamato laruge kenunisa devardo. That's the first thing that's right. Oishe hi bein shtei arugis milamato. Oishe hi shachas ben tzulamo al gavish like a seide chetuche de unitrei. That's what he told him. Ahu Beini, the Oso Lekama Derabashi. Now, there was such a case that was Beini. He said, Ava Beini Treif. And now we have here, Rashi said, three pshotim in Beini. And there was a Beini that came to Ravashi. Sova Ravashi Lemitrefa. So Ravashi wanted to be Matrefa. That's what we had. Then we paskin Yeseres is treife. Omale Ravuna Mar Bar Ivye Kolhani Cheve Bar Yosa Hochi Islu. That means all the behemoths that are Roye Ba'afar, or all the healthy ones, they all have it. What are you saying? It's right. And the butchers call it Einunisa Devarda. Bahani Mili Migaloi. That's Tafke if it's towards the inside. Abol Agabov, if it's on the back of the Reye. Afilu Kitalfa the Asa Treifa. Afilu, it's very small. It's the size of a leaf of a Hodos, it's Treifa. Now let us see Rashi in Tosfos. Zot Rashi. Bar Yoso Royois Be'efa Ba'afar. That it's high in the meadows. They all have it. Vomrulo. There's two nekudes. Bar Yaiso. It is Bar Yaiso or Bar Yaiso. That's what the Shit Mekebetzer says. The fat behemoths have this. Inu Nisa, k'moy Inu Nisa with an aleph, unoktano. So they call it the small une, devardo, that's like a rose, al shem klishoso, it is not too strong, like the petals of a rose, baduman, it's red like a rose. Hani mili migavoi mitachas. That means if it's facing like the karkois, the karke, that chelik that's facing the karke, so that is kosher. But if it's algav, afilo ketalfa da aso ktana ka'ola shal hodos is right. Now, umidisova, now Rashi starts telling us cheshbonos. Umidisova rav Ashi lemitrefa. If Rav Ashi wanted to be matrefit, Shma Mino Lav Uche. So by stois, that it's not normal that a behemoth should have this Enuniso Devardo. And he wanted to say it's right. Ubahani didon, there is Beruba ditu. Rashi's all behemoths, five of them have this Enuniso Devardo. So Rashi says, but he mashkechino the reya the less by nunusa. But what if it be a reya that doesn't have this? So you can't say, oh, it's different and all behemoths fakert. That's, it seems, bizman chazal, that most of the behemoths bechlal didn't have it. He said that the chayvi, the bar yosa have it. But some emailer, so Rashi's bringing right from Agamore. So if you'll find one that doesn't have it, don't make an asik out of it and it's kosher. V'yeish oimrem, she'im chosru oino isa yamin, mitstarfin lo bahadayu, hoyo v'yeseresi. Others want to say that if you're missing an oino b'vifnim, so an oino b'yamin, I mean, this lemaisa is the yamin. The eninusa is on the right side. We have the picture, so it's on the right side. So if you're missing an oine miyamin, and you have here this enunisa devarde, so I have to be on the right side. It's kosher. The yeseresi. Ubetshuvas habablim motzosi came. Tataka like that. They said a cheshman. So I have to be oine on the right side. Avoloi shamati. It's not in a row. That means the three and two have to be in a row. Yeseresi. So this is an extra one, but it can't be mitzuref to the right, even though it's on the right side of the ruge, but it can't be mitzuref to make five only. But oisam, this is Yeseres. And those who should have been there, the Minzuni that's missing, Chaseres. Now, one second. Voice and Aruyes Liyais Chasru, that what should have been there is not there. Avalei Kecholef Utreife. So it's like cholof or treifa. That means you don't have what should have been there. Uch de meshtakhon tarti enonisa. What if you found two enonisa? That means there's an enisa devarde. There are two of them. Here, this is on page Reish Lamed Aleph. We have two aninis over here in the bottom picture. So what if you have a double one? Shamati mipi moiri azokin shenechluku bogdeile hadeh. Abyuda ben reborich vabeiro vipirish li date. V'nira li shei treife. Do yeseres te beini beini. We had before a cloud that Mereme said the yeseres te beini beini. V'lavuche. Dechod gufolei avshron. We wanted even to be matref. One Einunisa devarde. We want to be matter of a fellow one. We were only marsherit el mishum de cholhanach b'riyosa hachi islu. The only reason we were marsherit because he said all the behemoths have it. So memela, fine. So that's uche b'hachi. But two will be trait. Let us see Taisvis. The Taisvis, Kol ani izi bir yose hochi islo. Oho, de omar, de beini, beini treife. So Taisvis es akashe, so he said a psaklau that the unis are a beini, beini is treife. Haini heiche de gedoyla halbe bein doyme le anu nise. So he says he's speaking about that, that it's large, it doesn't have the tzure of the Ananisa Devarde, then that is Treif. So that's not a normal log that the Reya has. In the Daimel Ananisa Devarde, Perish Bekuntres, the Chimash Mishtakron Tarti de Treife. If you find two, it is Treife, two Ananisa Devarde. The Yeseres Dubeini Ubeini, Lav Uche, Yeseres the Beini Beini Lavuche, the Chode Gufe Lo Yachshe, that if there's one, and in Nisa Devadu Amachshe one, Ela Mishum Dechol Hani Isi Ba Yos Ochi Islu. Vim Ein Lo Afilu Achas Kshay. That's what Rashi says. So Rashi says, we see Bizman Chazal, that it wasn't, not all of them had any Nisa Devadu. We wanted to be Matzrifit. We said no. Only, if it's very large, so then has a din of beini a beini. But if it doesn't have any lamaises, so it's the way it was, bisman chazal. Rabbeinu Afrayim oimer, the Beinu Afrayim says, dol al achas lehoya oimer kolhani izi bar yose hochi islo. Rabbeinu Afrayim learned different pshat and Rashi. Rashi said that there was a tzad to be matrif one aninisa de varde, and he was masherit because izi bar yosa had it. He says no, one aninisa de varde, there was not dalachas ayoyim kolani izi bar yosa chislo lehayu sover avashel mitzvah da kulu islo. So the Rabbeinu Afrayim says, all behemoths have an inisa devarde. There's nothing but to talk about. Elavadei afilu al shnayim koma v'ksheya. So al kochoch, the whole shakel v'tayu was on two. He says, there's no, that means Rashi mentioned that l'chayre, now it's different than bisman chazal. Now it's different, that's what Rashi says. But Bizman Chazal, there were many that even have one in Anisa Devarda. The Rabbeinu Ephraim said the other way. Since we see now all behemoths, Gankin is Mutzesachadins, all right. But Rabbeinu Ephraim says, since we see that all behemoths have an Anisa the Baal, so that Zichr could be the Shail and the Gemara. I mean, most behemoths have it. So Al Kochach, the Shail and the Gemara was yet two an Anisa the Baal. That was the Shail. One that's a normal Reya has an Anisa the Baal. So the whole Gemara was speaking about two. And that he told him, Chevi Bar Yosa, that he told them that all of them have it. So all of them have two. Al Kapon with the Chevi Bar Yosa. So he says, Punkverkelten Rashi. He may love the Achas Trefo. So Mamela, the Rabbeinu Ephraim looked at the Gemara and looked at Zmanenu. Zmanenu, he says, all of them have an Anisa Devarda. So what's Pshat in the Gemara? So Kochas, the Gemara is talking about to an Anisa Devarda. And that the Gemara says that it's kosher. That the Gemara says it's kosher. Not like Rashi, number one. And number two, since he said that the Gemara is only speaking about two, by one there never was a Shaila because all behemoths have it, so if it won't have one, it'll be treifa. Not like Rashi. But Lemaise, his whole Eichacha was because he compared the behemoth Shels Manenu. He sees the behemoths look like this, not Mistama, they were like this Bisman Chazal. So Mamil, therefore, he had to say a different shot in the Gemara. The Gemara can't be speaking about one in Anisa Devarda. It has to be speaking about two. So Taisvah says, V'nire da'in raya mi behemei shalom. You can't prove what now is the anatomy of a behemei, that was Bisman Chazal. D'shema chalukais mi shalom. Maybe our behemeis are different from the behemeis that were Bisman Chazal. And Taisvah says, I'll prove to you that are the behemoths bismanenu are different than the behemoths bisman chazal. The askin beperik alikeach behemoth. The Gemara says in Bechore, the poro vashleisha sheyolda, if a poro that was 3 years old and gave birth, vadai likoi. So what does that mean? Because till 3, a behemoth couldn't have a child. A poro couldn't have a child. So if it's 3 years old and it had a vlad, it's zicher apchor. No shail about it. Because till 3 you can't have a child. Or behemai shalonu, yildes lefomi bishonishni, our behemis, 2 years old can have a child. No, so what's pshat? So Taisvah says, so zahaya, that it was nishtan ha'tivim. Bizman chazal, the teva was, it only gave birth after 3 years. In bizmanenu, it gives birth after 2 years. So memela, so therefore Taisvah is chaylik on the Rabbeinu Ephraim, and says that you can't prove from the behemoth Shels Manenu to what it was Bisman Chazal, and therefore say a different Pshat in the Gemara. But then Taisva says, could be, I don't have a Raya from that Gemara, Im Loisha Noima, maybe there's a different Pshat in the Gemara. Tech Sheyeledes Bishona Shniya, Toshes Koicha Vishuv Leitelet Ashona Revis. Maybe Pshat in the Gemara is as follows. Bisman Chazal, they also gave birth the second year. But if a poro that gave birth the second year could not give birth the third year because it was shvach. So the second child had to be the fourth year. So that's Shat the Gemara in Bechayles. That if a behemoth gave birth in the third year, it's zicha didn't have a child the year before because it's too shvach to have a child. So Al-Koch, this is the first light, that's Shat the Gemara. So don't have a guy from the Gemara. The minig olam is like Rashi. If it doesn't have any nusa devar, it's kosher, because that's pshat in the Gemara. V'kore lohu tavchi inu nusa devar, the mashma kiperushi. Vaisis, we're talking about something that is normal. The tavachim calling nusa devar. They call it Aninusa Devada, the Mashma Shainsham Elohi. Loimistava Kla Loima de Koyashniya. The second one is called Ninusa Devada. Right. So Mamela, so that's that shaykh. Ubuchol mokim she schucha treif. Now this we had Rashi and Daf Memvava Medbeis.
When they came to before
this time,
he wanted to be
Matthias.
He didn't know the
Matthias. No! What did he show him? Did he show him one or two?
Yeah, so either way, I don't understand. He didn't know the Matthias was called on today by the behemoth. However you learned, yes.
Now, Taisha says, "Ubachol mokim shehisrucha treifet." Now this halacha we had in Rashi Daf Mem Zayin Daf Mavavam at base. That's the last line of Rashi. Now we'll appreciate what Rashi is saying. Nisa Devarde Kol Heiche Disricha Treife the Kula Legabe Dido Shaloike Sidro Nino. Rashi says that the Nisa Devarde is not called Kesidro. We had yesterday that a Sricha Zavke is Kesidro. The Nusa Devard, whatever's attached to it, not called Kesidra. The Lomdus is albeit, it'll separate eventually. So Memela, so it's Treife. Mimchosa Achas Min Ha'unais, Eine Nusa Mitztarefes Lahashlim, and that's we had in Rashi also. You need the Unis that were there and the rows, not this one that's in the middle. So Tais Visvaite, Avol Agabo, what if you found? We have here this Aninusa Devarde, so that is on the front of the behemoth. That means the chalik that's facing the ground. Tartel. But if it's on top of the reye, Animili Megavoi, it's no problem. Avol Agabo, if it's on top of the behemoth, Afilu kital for the asa treif. Afilu, it's very small. It's kital for the asa like a leaf of a hodos. Venire. So now Taisva says, im nimtzeis ha'eninisa litzatzma. That means the eninu, one eninusa devarda, which the Gemara said is good, is only speaking about, it's on the right side, and that's what, how it is by us, and that's what the Gemara was marsha. What if you had the Ninusa of the Varda on the left side? You're on the left side. So, it's on the wrong side. So Taisva says, Niredim nimseis an Ninusa letzatzmer. Kiv in the lav uche bohochi, it is not normal for a behemoth to have the Ninusa on the left side, treife. The Meforish time, the Gemara said, why will we marshal this? Bizman Chazal. Mishum the easy bar yosa hochislu. We said, even though Roy Vahimis don't have it, but easy bar yosa do have it. So, but they do have it on the tzad yamin, on tzad smil they don't have it. So Memela, there's no reason for us to be marshal. Boho de memayet agabo. So the Gemara should have said a bigger chiddush that afilu letzatz the same it's the other side it's treif. Why did the Gemara have to go to the gabba? What the ma'at the gabba loy me'ma'at letzatz moil? Now get gabba lemuti afilu biyamin. That's the chiddush. That means that Einunisa Devard is always on the right side. So he wants to tell us if it's on the right side, but on the gav, it's also treif. The left side is the wrong side. He wants to tell us that's the chiddush. The right side on the gav is treif. So that's a chiddush in Yemit. Ve'im shinso mekoimo. Now, Taisvus clears another shaila. I think we have him. We have here is a picture on that Reish Lamed Gimel, so we'll see whether we know what we're talking about. The top picture is what we just learned. So he said, "V'nira the nim says a nusa letzad smoil." We found it letzad smoil. That means here the normally the mina beim is this, and it's letzad smoil. Kivin de lavuch aboch yitrei. So that's tafresh lam gimel. The second case, vode mamayit agabe, vode mamayit atzatzman, ok agabe lamuti efele bimi. Fine. That's what he had told them. Now, let's go further. The imshinso mekoima, that means, now let's look in the picture, the top picture, 77 resh. So the dotted lines is mokem in inuso betivo bederech klau. Bederech klau, the nonisa is higher up. And now we have an inonisa, what's lower down a little bit. It's on the right side, but it's shinso mekoima. That's the shayla. So now he says like this. Vimshinso mekoima, or yenira lahaka. That already Tosis wants to be mad. Midemayit gabo davke. Because here, I also, the whole thing Torah he said gabo to tell me that even though it's yamin, but if it's gabo, it's no good. So he says, so let me tell me a bigger chiddush, that yamin and shinso mekoima is no good. On the inside, it's no good. So my sochois, shinso mekoima is good on yamin. Va'afi Rabbeinu Shloime Matrif Betrei Einu Nisa. So Taisva says, but we see from Rashi not like that. Rabbeinu Shloime said that two and the Einu Nisa is trei. That's what Rashi said. Afa Pishein Achas Eimedes Bekoim Eloya Yisrael. The whole reason that Rashi answered was because Zion. From Rashi we see not like that. Because Rashi said if there's two in Unisa Devarde, it's straight. Because there's two. Now if there's two, one is in the wrong place. And Rashi didn't say that that's a chesol. Rashi says the whole chesol is because of two. So from Rashi it would seem that if it's in the wrong place, it's not a problem. Ach moiri harav doidizal omar. Show him a kubul lesser. That he has a kabbalah that if it's in the wrong place, if it's on the right side, it's treife, ve'efshe the time, mishum delav ulche, behochi, so memele, so that's a chesol. Now let's see the next taisvis. Afilu kitarvo da'asa treife. Afilu, it's, if it's on the gav areyem, Afilu, it's Ketar for the Asa, is straight. Mishum Aviha Ezri Varaivon, Kosa Varab Yitzchak Bisifroi, Bedavke Bishar Unois, Vigav Oreya Havetreife. Aval Ho Unois, Shabi Yitzav Hayemin, התחתונה שהיא על יוינו הסמוכה לצבו שירו ודרכו להספצו. Now, that means like this. Let us look at picture 78 Reish. So he says that on Mamish on the top, that means on the right side, the tachtoine shiel yoine, that means when you're holding the kone, it's the bottom one, and when it's in the behemoth, it's the top one. So if there's extra unis coming out over here, sheira, the darko lehispato. But the derech is that it comes out more unis on the top, and that is no problem. That's the Dafke Bishar Unis, if you have one on top of the other, that's not good. But here it's Tarkali Spatzel, so it's kosher. The Kosso Bechuve, the Afilu Laihave Ketarfe Da Asa Ela Yidei Nefiche Treif, that if it's smaller than a Tarfe Da Asa, but when you blow it up, it has a shear of a Tarfe Da Asa, so it's treife. V'loi havi afilu bosar nefiche ketarfe da'asa, That means this is the minimum shear to be matrif ta'afadase. And ta'afadase means if it's blown up, it's ta'afadase, that's also called ta'afadase. But if blown up, it's less than ta'afadase, then it's not chayfe.